Welcome back to the Inn at the End, friends. Our troopers are already at their table, getting underway. Why don't you go join them? I'll bring you a drink.
Welcome to the Inn at the End, the Inn's number one D&D Let's Play podcast. I'm your host, your DM, Alex. With me is...
Dash is Valen.
Caleb is Simon.
Milo is Ace.
Red is Ben.
And last we left the boys of Quilton Bay, they had defeated in battle one Grav Durant from Quilton Bay, taking his lifeless corpse down to the base of Safe Travels. Let the adventure begin. So yes, as we remember last time, you were trying to set fire to the hive tumor that had grown off of the entertainment casino inn and tavern establishment known as Safe Travels. You burned it?
It is burnt. Okay.
It's burnt. There's still a fire up there?
You said you were trying to burn it, and I was like, oh crap, did we forget to burn
it? No, you did. Fully burned. We got on to the final mark of the tracker.
Nice.
Okay, good.
And it burned. You also knocked out Grav. Brought his body, sans. I think you took off his armor, or not
no,
quite yet.
No, because it was going to take too long.
It was going to take too long. Got his sword at least. He's unconscious. He's stabilized. You have him, and you've gotten down to this big area, this big open area of Safe Travels on the bottom.
Oh, and I was about to talk.
And you're about to talk. You see everyone down there, and it's all these people that are looking a little confused. There's people, like, running to do things. They're not sure what's happening. But before you get a word in, you do hear from the other side, from the big open double doors across from you, somebody yell out,
"Everyone, go home. Listen to the grand door. She'll figure this out."
And you look down, it's a librarian. It's one of the librarians.
I was gonna say that everybody go home.
Yeah, listen to this guy.
We killed the bad guy and we burned the nest because we're heroes. And my name is Ace, by the way. My name is Ace.
What's the deal? Why are you on our side now?
You want to go down? You want to yell out this conversation, or do you want to go talk to this guy? Because at this point, you're like three levels up, and they're on the bottom level far away. Do we want to have this conversation
face to face?
You could call him out in front of everyone.
In front of everyone. That's the question I'm posing before.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if this guy should be listened to because he was like with the people trying to brainwash everybody. So
I say everyone is kind of starting to leave.
Does everybody still seem brainwashed?
Give me an insight check.
Okay.
No. Broke the curse. Don't need no insight.
Oh, that's a one, but I'm a halfling. And that's a 12.
Probably.
Okay. Never mind.
It's tough to say. But you do see everyone's kind of starting to disperse, and then there's the guy down there at least kind of like gives you a wave.
Oh.
And like motions towards the tables below, and he takes a seat down there.
Oh. I'll go down there.
Yeah, let's...
The what? Oh, yeah. It's almost empty.
Yeah, I'll head down there with him.
Okay, yeah.
We have Grav's body, though. I'm carrying it.
Do we recognize this librarian?
If anyone wants to give me a perception check from just how far away you are.
Just the way he's talking, I feel like he's not a bad guy.
Yeah, I'm going to... Yep. Sure.
Five.
Oh, shit.
Five.
Ooh, that's
seven.
Seven? You're not sure.
That's an 18.
Oh. 18? You do recognize
19.
Him. 19? You do recognize him.
Oh.
Simon?
Billy?
Do you recognize him?
Let me zoom in.
I don't think his cat eyes see anything.
What?
He's got a sniper rifle.
That would be a 14.
A 14? I would say you are the last two, but you do end up recognizing
him. What's going on, guys?
It's Sornin.
We remember Sornin.
You do remember Sornin.
Sornin.
Earlier episode.
No, this was on the fairly boat. Recent. This was the guy that attacked you on the boat that you talked to before not selling him to the merchants.
Yeah. We let him go.
Oh.
Oh, good. Good.
Hey, that was smart.
Oh, hey, look at us. Three-dimensional chess, baby.
Yeah, you're playing checkers, Alex, you idiot.
You guys are always pulling one over on
me.
Actually, it would be four-dimensional chess since time is involved.
Oh.
Right? Yeah. Science.
Oh, there's different planes of existence.
Man. Yeah, the multiverse.
Dude, we're phasing between your universes, Alex. We don't even know.
Oh, God, we live in multiverses.
We have planted seeds you don't even know about.
I'm going to be sworn in and sworn out.
Hey, Alex, you're going to love the finale.
Yeah, you're gonna love what we've cooked up. Okay.
Hey, Alex, roll a d20.
Oh my god. Here we go. It's a 16.
Okay.
Ooh, no,
feeling pretty confident now.
I'll just write that down for later.
Okay. You fell about 16 short.
Shoot, dang it. Oh.
Okay, I'll go down and I'll sit at the table, I guess, with him. And I'll kind of, I guess I'll just keep Grav on my over my shoulder.
Gotcha.
Just lifeless.
Well, because we're gonna give him like a burial, right? Wasn't that the idea?
I mean, he's still technically alive right now.
Is he though?
Yeah.
I thought we were just
you guys
technically
him.
He's
breathing and
while he was carrying him, you crept up behind.
Well, blood counts for about 8 pounds of extra weight inside of our bodies.
He also gets a magical cure wounds healing.
Yeah, I think we. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Don't give me that look. we talked about this.
Oh yeah. That's right. Yeah.
That fucking guy.
But you guys head down the flights of stairs. You get down. I'll have you all actually, everyone that's going downstairs, roll me a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, come on.
No.
Is there any loot on the way?
There's lots of loot.
Good loot.
How much time and energy do you want to spend taking a look around this establishment?
15.
Well, I rolled 15. A 19 dex save.
You're good.
19? But I wanna...
You're good.
I rolled a 10.
10?
10.
The two of you slip on some fish oil
and
knock each other
idiot.
In the head.
God.
You don't take any damage, but it was pretty embarrassing.
We kind of look at each other and we're like...
It was my smell kind of blended in with the smell of the fish oil. And
well, it seems someone has spilled fish oil here. Someone should clean this up. And,
sorry about that.
There is actually
a staff member that's like does see the you and says, I'll get sorted with that.
You there. You should really get on this.
We'll
this
do, we'll do.
This
our
is
liability
and
insurance
and
doesn't
and
cover...
It's a hazard. I almost dropped this corpse.
Oh, that would be terrible.
How foolish
would
that have been?
All of a sudden, the corpse rolls down the stairs and out the door.
Just a
weak We're trying to get him.
Thing.
He's going downhill out front. Somebody stop that corpse!
Falls into
hey, is that your corpse?
And rolls down the hill, bounces into the lake.
Problem solved.
Yeah. It's a Monty Python skit.
So I go and I sit down at the table.
Sit down at the table.
Yeah,
you see Sorn in there. Looks a little, looks similar to the way you saw him before.
Wait
a little less beat up.
Wasn't I gonna? This was the guy that I was gonna murder, right?
No.
I was gonna kill you.
I imagine that's most people. You
yeah,
meet.
Yeah, no. That's...
yeah. I was gonna kill you.
Yeah,
wasn't
no,
him.
No.
Yeah,
we aren't gonna it's kill him. I don't think. Anyways, how you been?
Okay.
Your face still looks a little sore.
Yeah. I mean, it hasn't been the best week. I would say. See, you got Grav there.
And I just kind of shake his. I turn him I shake him a little, and his head kind of wobbles.
He waves.
Okay.
I've got Grav. We kind of dispatched him. He's still alive. He's got some breath. So
okay.
Still,
all right.
But he's now a prisoner of House McQuilton.
Haven't decided what to really do with him, but it seemed like through him. It was some control being exerted.
But he was definitely he was definitely beyond saving, so I think we're probably gonna have to
murder him. It's still up for
grabs. I mean, he doesn't
he could be a pretty valuable bartering pawn against the Stormbringer, against Alistair.
I mean, if you need to keep him as some sort of token, that's on you. I don't know how much Alistair would want him captured, but
especially
tries if you want
him.
To.
So what? You're not going to stop us?
No, I'm
What's
not.
The deal? You're done being a librarian, or?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Okay.
You come around to the,
glad we left you
to the right side of all of our good guys.
I don't know where I've come around to, but it's been away from what I've been told for a long time. After you guys left, I did what you asked, and I started asking some questions. Some of the other librarians, and
it's dangerous around here.
Yeah, questions are dangerous. Yeah, they seem to get you in situations you don't want to be in.
Yeah.
Just for asking simple questions.
Like, can I leave the city? Then you end up murdering some guards.
No, I do think that's your own kind of issues that you're dealing. Mine are kind of like with faith and what I've been told and learned growing up. And,
murdering your parents.
Well, then.
It's not my wheelhouse.
He's got his own. We've all got our own things.
It seems that way. Yeah.
So, what are you going to do now? What about the rest of the librarians here?
I mean, I'll tell you.
Our holy war against Alistair.
I do not want to join any sort of holy war. I feel I've probably been doing that recently, but I'm not quite sure.
Does it help if I call it a guerrilla war?
I don't want to fight gorillas either.
What is it, the resistance or a rebellion?
I'm done with any kind of wartime activities for at least the time being. I've got questions that I'd like answered first.
Gotcha.
I'm not here to really help other than the things I think I've caused. One of them is all these folks who here are been controlled by Grav and us. Whatever it is he does, whatever it is he brings to these places that they're trying to spread the word of, it makes kind of divine persuasion stick a lot more. That's why I was able to tell them all kind of what to do with just a bit of command, which doesn't usually work on that many people for that long, but whatever Grav's doing, it sticks a little longer. So they should be good for at least a while, the folks here, the Port of Stone.
Gotcha.
That's why I came back, is I want to make sure they're safe and Grav here isn't going to hurt them, and it seems like that's on the way to happening.
Do you know anything about the source of Grav's kind of
power?
Yeah.
I mean, as far as I know, it's the same power I and the other librarians have, a gift from Alora.
The Stormlord.
Stormbringer.
That's what
Stormbringer.
The Herald of the Storm, Alistair, is a title he's been given. Hand of Melora is another.
Okay.
That's what they're referring to.
I was curious, since you have recently were still with the librarians, would you happen to know anything about our friend Brooch?
Brooch. Oh, he was the one that is kind of taxiing around.
You're right.
I mean, he's a captain, but yeah.
Gotcha. I think they brought him, sent him and whoever was with him back to Quilton.
Crap.
All right. Well,
there was a boat of, had a couple librarians and other, I guess, prisoners is what they would have been. That are sent back to Quilton for whatever Alistair wants them for.
All right. Well, are you going to stay around to Port of Stone for a bit?
I am. I've got questions, and I think the Grand Door is the one to ask. So,
well, if you're done being a librarian, we will go ahead and relieve you of all of your librarian accoutrement.
Yeah.
Sure. And he starts kind of undoing the things that make him a librarian, the bulk of the plate armor, though you do see he kind of keeps the things that are of Quilton, so he's got quilts and handmade things that are still
that were
part of the armor, but he's keeping on him.
What about any messaging stones or anything like that?
I didn't have any, but I'm no Grav has a few.
Oh, I love those. And I like start going through Grav's stuff.
You mean investigation check?
What kind of armor
but he's
did
up
Grav
on a
have?
Tall man's shoulder.
Plate armor.
I pull Grav away from him. And I'm keeping my hand on his head.
Gotcha. You're not able to investigate Grav as a Valis.
We're not doing this. We'll search him in a second,
can
but we need
wait
to answer questions.
These stones doors? Are so much fun, though.
No, yes.
And he doesn't get them. Do we all agree?
We will think.
Yeah, he's the worst person probably to have that
we'll
stuff.
We'll divvy up his possessions in a second. Just let us finish with the questions, so we have you know, all the answers that we need. Do you happen to know of other librarians who are possibly leaning the same way you are?
A little sympathetic.
I mean, there's been some folks over the years that, you know, start asking questions, and I'm not really sure what happened to them. I haven't seen them in a while.
Right. Mm. Yeah, that makes sense. Murdered.
What about Grav? If you were involved in his determining his fate, would you keep him alive or would you put him in the ground?
I mean,
rhetorically.
If it were up to me, I'd find a way to, you know, have Melora decide what his fate would be.
Dump him in the ocean.
Easy.
I mean, that would be the best way to do it. Yeah.
Mm, okay. Yeah, well, we know things that get dumped in the ocean don't always stay dead, so...
Exactly.
Sometimes they come back even more badass and stronger than ever.
Are you referencing yourself right now?
I am, yeah.
They get, like,
yeah.
Cool crab swords.
Yeah.
We all knew you before and after.
And?
Yeah, I admit, Grav with crabs would be pretty bad.
That one got me. That was pretty good. Yeah.
Thank you. All right. Yeah.
Because he's like, I mean, he's so like, you know, chaste or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. If he got a, that tickles
like
me.
He stayed in a dirty dockside right. Brothel or
yeah,
something.
But he yeah. But in the ocean and he got crabs. Melora's, it works on two levels.
It is funny. Yeah.
All right. Well.
So.
Well.
So you, you have no interest in helping us fight Alistair.
I don't. I really don't have any interest in violence until
right.
I figure out some more things.
I commend that.
Can we maybe ask you to start a peaceful resistance? Why not?
Yeah, but
what are you, I mean, it depends on what you're asking.
Just influence the people you know, the people in your
here's
social
a torch.
Sphere.
Yeah. I've kind of abandoned all of them as of recently.
Yeah. If you know the names of some people who might be sympathetic to our cause, I've got a letter that I'm eventually going to send to Quilton. If you could like add their names to it.
No, that seems super dangerous for their safety.
Well, we're gonna go back eventually. We gotta
here's the thing is
you brooch.
After I've been asking questions, I don't think I trust Grav and the other librarians. I don't trust Alistair. That doesn't mean I trust all of you anymore.
I mean, it sounds like we broke you free of your brainwashing.
Well, honestly, I'm curious. Where does
doesn't
your,
mean I trust you.
Where does your faith lie now? Like, are you still a follower of Melora?
At this point, I don't know. I thought I had all the answers 2 weeks ago. I don't think I have any of them now. So
happy to be of service.
Yeah, it's been real fun.
Okay, so you're having an existential crisis.
It appears that way. Yeah. So I'm, you know, as far as plans go, I'm not making any.
All right. Well, I think we have all the answers we're going to get from you, and it feels like you're on your own journey, right?
Seems that way. Yeah. Yep.
I would just ask that, and I know you're going to stay around Port of Stone for a bit. Help this community get back to what they were, if you can. I know you don't want to fight, but being a leader doesn't require fighting. So.
Now that I can do.
That would be great. And I think you would be a huge boon. And I think whatever, you know, I can't think of the word. But you know what I mean.
I know what you're getting
an asset?
At. I know what you're saying. I caused this town some damage and, you know.
Penance.
There we go.
I can redeem myself a little bit.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, with some all good words.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I feel like I owe that to at least the port here, so.
All right. Well, anyway, now you know to stay out of our way next time.
I do. Yeah,
pretty badass.
Yeah. I'll probably be in town a bit if you have any other questions. I'm happy to help. I'm just not, you know, going to bring arms up against anyone for a while.
If you know of any, like, secret entrances into the temple that maybe, you know, nobody else knows about and we could sneak in.
You're talking back in Quilton?
Yeah, Quilton.
The lighthouse.
I mean, there's the old lover's cave.
Mm-hmm, old lovers' mm-hmm. cave. Yeah, we're really familiar with that.
Yeah,
all
Simon
of us
especially.
Of time there, actually.
Especially Simon.
I mean, not together.
No.
And I feel like
I didn't want to assume nothing, but
I would have
with
like
a girl that. From another town.
Honestly, yeah, it was. She went back to school in Canada.
We should change the subject.
she's from Port of Stone. Wait, no.
I think
she
died. Val, anything he knows, you know. As well, and more.
Yeah,
growing up
yeah.
in the lighthouse.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know all the ins and outs of.
Yeah, me too. Definitely the ins and outs, 100% of that place.
Not me. I was in the love cave the whole time.
I would say.
Sorry,
there
nerds.
Is,
virgins.
So cool. Damn, Simon.
I don't
so
think
cool.
our, yeah, any of our
Simon,
characters have had
Simon
sex.
Especially.
It's questionable on whether or not I have genitals. Are you asking ChatGPT, has Valen Blackwood had sex?
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll let you be on your way. We have to be on our way, and we have mm-hmm. to sort things and figure out what our next move is. I think it is, unfortunately... just right into the eye of the storm after this, but
does seem that way. Yeah, right. Yeah.
All right.
Should we talk to the Grand Door too?
I'm gonna flop Grav's body down on the table and start rifling. Through.
Yeah, we should do that.
Oh, de-armor him for sure.
Yep.
Can I do an investigation to see what else I find on him?
Go ahead.
I also investigate.
You can both roll an investigation
specifically.
Check.
Can I check his anal cavity?
No.
Well,
roll for sleight of hand.
Sometimes I remember that I can say no sometimes.
That is a 2.
A 2. Wow.
Can we just take our time and get everything?
Yeah, if you want to just, you know, take a
Are you still talking
take
about
a bit of time
or?
And find it before everybody else.
No,
so
we're
now
a team.
You have a competitive player, so
I am going to be taking his armor off though.
Okay.
That I am going to
okay.
do.
Okay. I'm looking for
putting
sending
it on
stones.
Myself.
I'm looking for sending stones.
Okay. Then
I help
want,
take it off.
I want Ace him put it and Ben here to give me initiative checks.
Oh lordy.
God dang it.
15.
3.
Okay.
There's a small pouch that has 3 stones in it.
Ooh.
You can take number 1, number 2, or number 3.
I can't take all 3.
In this initiative, it's you can take 1, and then Ben's going to take 1, and then you can get the last one.
I take the first one.
First one. You have 1 stone, Ben.
3.
You have the 3rd stone. Was anyone else trying to get any stones?
Mm.
No? All right. You also have the 2nd stone then as well, Ace.
Cool.
You get the armor undone. It's nice plate armor, custom made. Looks... old, but well kept, well oiled. You remember it actually hanging up in like one of the areas of the church.
Uh-oh.
There was like a
Uh-oh.
Kind of forgotten armory that was never used until the librarian started up.
Oh.
And this armor was part of that display.
Can I do an arcana check on it?
Absolutely.
To see if there's some kind of curse to make sure I'm not putting on cursed armor.
Hey man, it's cool if it is.
Because
it's super
it's really cool if it is. You know,
don't worry about it, man. Don't even roll that. Just put it on,
it, dude.
Just put it on. It looks cool.
It's a 13.
Yeah. 13. And go ahead and do this with advantage.
Yeah, because you know that.
Just put it on.
Just yeah, it's something you grew up with.
13.
13. Yeah. And you're right, it is not cursed, as far as you know. Your mother spoke about it a few times, and it was the armor of the last paladin of the lighthouse.
Oh, shit, dude.
Wow.
That's epic.
That's cool. All right, I'm going to put it on.
Dash has all the cool, like,
he's really quickly, I'm going to take everything off and I'm put the.
Wait, don't forget about your sword, too.
It is masterwork.
Whoa.
So it gives a +1 non-magical bonus to AC.
Oh.
So it will give you, instead of 18, a 19 AC. There's also a bag, a coin bag.
Dash's mouth is still open. Hang on.
There is a bound, there's like 3 different little notebooks, and then a coin bag as well, and the 3 stones.
Can I read a notebook?
And a magical talking sword.
And the sword. Whoever has. Yeah, there's one journal that you open up, and it has you know, and we'll say you guys spend a bit of time, you know, down here in Safe Travels, taking a look at things.
Hell yeah.
Getting the armor off, putting it on.
Making sure the hive is burned.
What's Sornin doing? He's just like watching us.
Sornin's just hanging out. He's checking in with the staff to make sure they kind of know what to do.
He's just a natural leader. Yeah.
Yeah. Because everyone's kind of going back to what they were doing. He's trying to get them to go back to, you know, what they're supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. Like the people here running the place in
normal
essence.
Operations.
Yeah. The first notebook you read has information about the Port of Stone. It has information about Scott and his mercenary company. Mm. There's notes that read basically to keep tabs on Helena while in the Port of Stone. Just looks like this is kind of his day-to-day local information notebook.
Just got to confirm, has Scott... there were some things we wanted to know about Scott. What was it?
Yeah, just tell us about Scott.
Well, let me
just tell us about Scott.
Let me keep Scott's, reading.
We want to read about Scott.
Read the Scott entry. Dear diary, met Scott today.
Yeah, I would say like things you would Ken find Burns. Out are like how he found out about Scott was through the Drescu family. Mm-hmm. It was a mercenary that they had worked with and connected Grav with them.
What was the last coordinates of where Helena was?
The last that Grav knew that she was being escorted to the Underdark with Scott.
Okay.
Also talks about Benthic and the notes about the mayor. It has Senegal's name in there. That he has a boat rented with him.
Yeah. Checks out.
Yeah.
All right.
Fact check. Next notebook, please.
The next notebook is got like a latch to it and is kept tight.
Mm-hmm.
But you open up the latch and you see it's a number of odd arcane pages, like pages with arcane symbols, magic symbols on them.
Okay.
It's short. There's like four of them.
Yeah.
Of these large pages that are just kind of like folded into this.
I would like to see if I could decipher any of it.
Yeah. Go ahead and give me an arcana check.
10.
10.
Don't laugh. I'm a ranger.
Like, you're not able to translate them, mm-hmm. but you know what they are. These are instructions on how to travel the channels.
These are
what you do to get to certain places.
Okay.
Ooh, cool.
How we were kind of
freewheeling it.
Yeah.
And at the light of the full moon.
We basically would know the next step and go there. This gives us a little bit more free range.
Yeah, if you're able to translate these give you the instructions on how to get to it looks like four separate places.
Okay.
Excellent.
Do I recognize the names of the
You're not
four?
Able to translate them with that. They're the codology that they're written.
All right, I bring it up to the group. Group, hey, do either of you...
I feel like I'm wrestling with Ben over these stones.
Okay.
No, because you pulled out the stones and you started, and I was just like, yoink.
So I'm going through these notebooks, and this one seems to be like a very thorough guide on how to travel to four places, but I can't quite decipher where these four places are, the names of these places. I was wondering if you guys maybe knew.
Well, let me take a look, and can I do some kind of check to see if I know?
You do an arcana check as well.
Okay, cool. I'm also not the guy to be doing this. But... that's a six. Yes, interesting. I know less than you do.
Okay.
Most likely somebody who's a seer or the Grandor herself, somebody who has familiarity with this would be able to translate these for you.
There was a seer that we were connected with, wasn't there?
There's also the Grandor just up there.
Yeah. So. Well, the Grandor is a little scarier.
True.
Well, the Grandor's she's our ally, so it'll
she's
be fine.
My ally, at least.
Ally is, I think, generous, but you know, let's do it. Fine, or whatever.
How about we check out what these sending stones do?
Do you guys know how to use sending stones? Yeah. They seem pretty standard.
Ace, have before three you go firing off those two, he has two sending stones. He ripped them away from me when I was trying to grab them.
Oh, that's what those stones were.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, probably one for Alistair.
Oh, God, I hope I get Alistair.
One for...
We got to be real careful about this, then.
Well, Can he tell her voice on the sending stone?
It's like an intercom. It's, you know, if you could tell Alistair's voice, then he could probably tell yours.
Does anybody do a good Grov?
I mean, we've got Grov here, and he's alive.
I don't really want to wake him up. Could I've got charisma. Could I do a performance check to try and imitate?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what you do if you want to try and imitate somebody.
All right, well.
Let Ace and I hear your best Grov, and we'll tell you who should be the one. meaning, roll a performance.
I haven't heard. Oh, yeah, I guess we don't actually have to do that.
Yeah. I
was literally like, wait, let me hear it again. Let me hear it again. Let me get the ear
I was
going to
see a Grov in here.
I thought it was obvious, but I
was
sorry,
literally going to make it up. I was like, oh, you listen to me. My name's Grov. And I like to make love, huh?
What?
I just rolled a one. that's accurate.
That's a good one.
Can I pull from the bag?
No.
I got a 19 on performance.
Wow. All right.
All right. God
damn it. All right, Val. You sounded the closest.
And compared to Ben, you can do a pretty good one.
All right.
You sounded the closest.
Yeah, it's me, Grav.
Why don't we give him the first stone?
Yeah, give him the first one.
No, these are... Never mind, I'm gonna tell him to fuck off. Like
Ace, we did that before.
I can do it three times, and I can say 25. That's
you did
like
that
89. That's like 100 fuck yous that I can.
Ace, don't you think it's fair if we let somebody else in the group try that?
Can I see your sending stone?
Yeah, and here you go.
I'm gonna say into the third sending stone. Mm-hmm. It's a Grav here. We everything's under control here at Port of Stone. Just want to make sure everyone knows.
You don't want to find out where they are or who they are?
Report it.
Okay.
Well, I just want to see until we get something back.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So you speak into the stone. The message gets carried away. And in response, you hear back, well, delightful. I didn't realize that you were even in the Port of Stone. Come back and help us deal with all of this messiness. Please, Grav, come help us.
Oh, God.
I recognize that voice, who's but that? I don't remember who that is.
Is it Nytheris?
It is not Nytheris.
No, okay. It's not.
It is not.
Can I do a, I don't know, perception?
Or history? Or?
To see if I recognize the voice or history?
Insight would be good. History would be good.
I'll roll an insight.
Insight. Perception would be good, too.
I'll do a history to see if I recognize it.
Okay.
No, it's a six.
I would say that, actually, Ace, if you want to roll as well, because I think Ace and Ben are the only two that would recognize this voice.
I rolled a two.
All right.
Come on!
Y'all don't recognize this voice.
No, but we sit here and we think about it like you would if you heard a voice that you recognize. You're like, who is
That's
that?
What the rolls are for.
Damn it.
Because you only got a little bit of it. I mean, if they talk again, you might catch it again. Or if you ask them questions, I don't know. But that's what you get. It's just a surprise that Grav is contacting them and that they would love help with something where they are.
It's not Scott,
why would we be
it?
The only ones that remember?
Doesn't sound like Scott.
Why would we be the ones that recognize it? What did we go off and do?
Die?
Could it be the prison people? Because we went there by ourselves at first.
We have three messages. Per sending stone?
You're not sure. That's how the one you had previously.
And we don't know how many have been used yet.
Correct.
Today.
Yeah. But I will say, just for the ease of this, each of these will be two a day.
I'm also trying to think like who Grav would also have been in contact with.
Yeah.
Who we would have been in contact with.
I feel like there ought to be a listener so involved in the story that they can spiderweb this and figure out who it is.
Okay.
Hey, guys, that's me.
Yeah.
I'll send another one.
Okay.
Understood. Things have been crazy here. Remind me again of your location.
We're in Stonefall. We don't really move around very much. I'm glad things are going well for you, though.
Oh, it's those.
Is this the place where I went into like the tap or the? We were sneaking around.
These are most places.
These are the people with the...
That's most places.
I went into like some dressmaker's room.
They are dress cues, right?
No, they're the Harrises.
Oh, the Harrises.
Harris.
Yeah,
the Harrises are from Stonefall.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Thank you. Okay.
They're the ones that.
I like how you say that casually, but it just came to you, didn't it?
I was trying to. I said, "Who were the names of the people that ran the prison?"
That's
and then
right.
Nobody yeah. answered me,
that's
and I sat here and yeah. tried to think
okay,
about it the
cool.
whole time.
Okay, cool. We figured out Stone 3, Harrises.
Harrises.
So
and check you can connect the. It was the guy you. Teleported into his room.
Oh,
was changing.
That was us.
And it was only the two of that. You that were yeah. there.
Oh.
And Dorgan.
Oh. I miss him.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're prisoners now.
All right, Ace, give him the other two stones.
Give you the
first stone.
Second one.
You got to earn the first one.
Okay, so we know that one's the Harrises. I'll write that down. Bedroom
all right,
Harris,
Val.
Man.
Number three, Harris.
All right, I'm going to say, oh, gosh, because I don't know who this goes to.
No.
But be Groth, no matter what.
Yeah, obviously. Hi, yeah, Valen here. Hello. Everything's good. Porterstone, don't come here. Bye.
And that's how the first sending went.
Perfect.
I know.
You could say
fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
You could say that you are Valen and that you're coming back to the librarians now and Grav is...
I wouldn't lead with that.
Fine.
I'm going to say, Grav here, everything in Porterstone has been handled. I'm going to head on back.
Did you say keep it vague as you pulled away from
yeah,
the stone?
Yeah. keep it vague.
I like that we're all literally huddled around this stone, yeah. like shh, shh.
Yeah.
I didn't realize you were coming back so soon. Alistair should be on his way to you. What do you need?
Shit.
Ace, you recognize that voice.
Ooh.
That's Leland.
Oh.
That's your mom's cousin who runs the Dreskew Enclave. That
guys,
took it over from your dad.
Got some fucking bad news. He's also the one that put together like the whole thing for me to like go and pick or deliver this order, right?
Oh yeah.
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 No, fuck
oh.
that guy.
He's the one that like tricked your dad into doing what your dad did.
Find out where he is, and I'll give you the other stone.
Oh yeah. Yeah, hell yeah.
Is
I like
one
this.
Question.
I like this. That was a good play.
Okay. Leland's not at...
I imagine he was at Quilton is what
Quilton?
I was thinking, but...
You've always known him to be at Quilton.
Okay.
So just tell him he's at Quilton and get the other stone.
Smart. Yeah, he's at Quilton, I could tell.
No, he said something about...
No, there was background in his message. I could hear that train.
The yeah. sounds of quilts. And
oh, yes.
It was the lighthouse.
The sound of the whirling.
You could hear the beam.
Yeah.
Cutting through the fog.
All serves the beam.
The beam.
I will say fuck you 25 times into this thing right now if you don't figure out where that son of a bitch is.
Because
we know ask him who this one goes to.
Ask him how things are in Quilton. That's
a good
way.
Point.
Just be like, how are things going in Quilton? Or whatever. That way it's like you're like asking where he is by pretending you know where he is.
I have a special request. Can you ask?
How Simon's parents?
Yeah,
doing?
Can you ask?
Simon's parents are doing.
How are the Monroe parents?
You,
but
haven't,
dude, like
you haven't killed them yet, right?
Voice. Yeah, yeah. And I know we're all laughing, but I'm serious. Oh,
good Lord. All of a sudden, I started having like an asthma attack from that. That was funny.
Sorry, but there's been a change of plans. New enemies need to meet. Where are you?
We're in Quilton still. Alistair should be on his way to you. Whatever you need, we're here to oblige.
Toss you the other stuff.
All right, this one's gotta
fuck
be.
You,
all...
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck.
After all that,
let's just throw it away.
Oh, that'd be
that
so
would be
good.
Fantastic.
It's like, hello, who is this? How did you get this number?
It's 3 a.m.
You shouldn't have that armor on. That's Grav's. You shouldn't come back to Quilton. It's mine.
Is this the third stone?
This is the third stone, and you hear Alistair's voice come out and say that.
Without
us
even saying anything.
He sees us. Because it's like the Palantir, Lord of the Rings.
Oh. Is it like that, Alex?
It's not like that. That's different.
He probably has other magics in work.
How does he know?
He has other magics.
Oh, who cares? Give him one of these. Hold it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See what he says.
We're all.
See what he says. Show him your bare asses, everybody.
Yeah. Sornin, do this.
Yeah, sure.
So,
is this Alistair?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Both of them.
Everybody in the bar.
Everyone.
So Alistair knows then that we have the stone.
It appears such.
Okay. All right.
Tell him to come out. Tell him to come out. Tell him to face us.
Fuck you.
I guess. How many words do we have?
25.
25.
It would be helpful if we knew how far away he was. But
he can see us.
I know. And we can't see him.
He's in the room. Start interrogating everybody.
Oh, you don't think this is a remote viewing situation? You think he's here?
No.
He likes looking into like magic balls.
Like
and
scrying
stuff.
And stuff.
Yeah, he loves doing that stuff. Yeah.
Wait, who are you?
Sornin.
Oh, your voice changed.
I've been drinking a bunch. I forget what my voice sounds like sometimes.
He just smoked a pack.
For a second, I thought Dorgan was over my shoulder.
Oh, wouldn't that have been great?
Yeah.
It was him.
Nostalgic. Anyway.
Well, what should we say back to him, or should we say anything?
Oh, wouldn't that be the best to just fuck with him? Not even say anything? The moment he talks, we just put it in our pocket.
Shove it up your ass.
That would be cool, but...
It's a good idea.
Or...
I keister him.
You keister the stone.
All three.
The other two just for fun.
I mean, what good would it be to just shout the man through this stone? If he can already see it.
Yeah, I would say either ask him, challenge him to face us now, or we take the high road. And totally fuck with him and ignore him for now.
I think it feels really, really good to just tell him to fuck you 25 times.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that would feel great. That would feel good.
It feels
we don't have
so
to spend
good.
This message
it's
now.
Two words.
I kind of like that idea.
Yeah,
no,
fuck you
not,
is
not
two
the way
12
so
and a half
not,
times.
Not the way Ace
You say it okay. in one word.
You would be saying it like 12 times.
Yeah.
Fuck you and then fuck. And then you wouldn't get the last.
I'd still say it 25 times. Just... That checks out, right?
All right. Well, gosh, I don't know what to do.
Tell him to come out.
I don't need the stone then. You can have it. We don't really need to. I don't need to pretend to be Grav now, so there's no point in me communicating.
Just tell him to come out. Tell him to fight us.
All right. Hey, listen here, bitch. I'm going to fuck you up. You're done. I'm going to come and kill you. And you're going to be dead. And the murders that you did, I'm going to do to you.
Tell him to come out, too.
And come and face me.
25. There. It is right on there.
Yeah. And I'm like all hyped up. Whew, that felt good.
Takes a,
did
takes
I tell
a
him to fuck,
second
fuck
before
you.
He yeah. replies.
Come and face
and
was
you
the
just
last
hear,
of it.
If I get wind that any of you are near Quilton... Your friends and your family will die.
I'm going to light it up again.
There's no magic left in it today.
I still say it.
Wait.
I'm going to kill all of you, and you're not going to have anything to fucking do about it. And my family, I do care about my family. But fuck you.
Nothing, though. That was the second use of it then.
Fuck this guy.
Yeah.
So is he heading here? Then to that, Port of Stone?
That was the understanding all along, and he doesn't sound deterred at all.
All right, well...
If you remember the Grand Door, what she asked you to do was to get rid of that hive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that they wouldn't be invaded, so that it would stop Alistair from coming.
So the Grand Door may have some sort of...
Yeah, let's go talk to the Grand Door.
Yeah.
Or let's just wait on the docks until we can see a ship come in, and then we'll start shooting spells
I think that's
out.
Valuable time that...
I also really want to go find Brooch and make sure he's safe, too.
I do, too. I think the Grand Door would know about this stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to go talk to the Grand Door.
And it's not like we're sailors, so we're not going to be able to hit the channels without...
I don't know. We spent a lot of time on boats
but
in our lives.
We're not sailors.
We're not Brooch, though, yeah.
Yeah, he's the one that's done all of the...
We're not captains.
All the work, yeah. Well, let's go talk to the Grand Door, guys.
Okay.
All right.
I'm keeping this stone.
Do you guys want to take the direct path, or do you want to go through the teleportation circles, the portals underneath the city that you took to get here.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about those.
It'd probably be
Of course, the portals.
It'll be quicker.
You didn't even
just for
you find your way back to the warehouse you kind of came out of,
which is across the
Big Craig's there. He says, "Hey, what's going on?
Oh yeah,
did you guys get what you needed
Big
done?
Craig.
Hey,
yeah, we." Yeah. You should have been inside with us because.
Oh, shoot. I'm sorry. Nobody said anything. I was wondering.
Yeah.
I was kind of watching and I thought maybe I
should. We should have thought about that.
Next time.
You're a poor facsimile of the two orcs we left behind.
Hey, yeah. I mean, I wish I could meet him.
I mean, he got a lot of bone.
Damn, he's so nice.
Thank you.
You want to go meet some local nobility?
Let's do it. Let's go.
Let's just go.
I'm gonna go to the docks with Grav's body.
Okay.
And I'm going to tie an anchor to it and throw it into the water.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to give him his last rites. I'll light some incense. I'll say a silent prayer to Melora to accept his body. Mm-hmm. But we're kind of done with him.
As you're doing it, it's just, you're like, and here, and you just hop in.
Splash.
Yeah.
Rub it up, dub. Stay
dead. Yeah.
It's not the first person to have an anchor tied around their themselves and pushed off this dock, and it's not going to be the last.
In fact,
nobody even looks like they. Oh don't yeah. Care.
Yeah. In fact, I like the idea. They're like, we throw him in, and his like body like floats up to the top. We're like, what the heck? And somebody walks by like. Yeah, this is the prime spot for the anchor body. Yeah. See, like, there's a whole bunch of them over there. You should have gone down 100 feet.
Dumping another one, eh?
But yeah, you do see them just sink underneath the docks. Last rite said. As you guys head up to the grand door through the portals, through the secret thing. Is there anything else you wanted to do? Well,
does his ghost come out at all while he's dying?
Not that you see.
Oh, but yeah.
We can know that he's dead.
That'd be a great comfort.
So we talked about this before.
I don't have to breathe. I go underwater and I wait.
Yeah, I would just watch him die. You know what? Almost every person that needs to breathe that has like gotten to the bottom of the ocean has not come back and they died.
You know,
almost
this,
all of them.
This is
you know. He keeps saying it like that.
This is a very morbid picture. Like, if you were to go below the waterline, you would just see people floating off of anchors. Under the water, just almost like Vlad the Impaler, but off of anchors.
Vlad the Submerger.
Okay.
It's you, dark.
Thanks.
Submerged in...
No,
finish it.
All right, let's go to the grand door.
Go ahead.
You go to the grand door.
I'm waiting.
You go back to the temple. You get up to the... You take the portals and you find your way to the main stone hall of the grand door. Where you see her and Helena are just sitting by the small pool at the south part of the room. Just enjoying time together. They see you arrive and just kind of a hand up. How did it go?
It's done. We saved the city.
Yeah, it seems the city is going to be okay and that we burned out the infestation.
Thanks for dropping by, friend. In the meantime, why don't you visit bit.ly/HumbleIn and buy yourself something fancy on Humble Bundle. Help us keep the ale flowing around here. You can also leave our bartenders and troopers a tip over at patreon.com/inatTheEnd. We hope to see you here next week. Until then, grab your sword and keep on adventuring.